Air Force ZEW, W4DJW. Hey, Ben.
Enjoy the snow this morning?
Yeah, a little bit. Glad it's gone, though. How about you?
Got to take the kids to school while the snow was actually coming down, and they loved that. And then I've been working all day down at my office, so played a little SDA on my lunch break, and it's been working.
Well, I tried to talk my wife out of going to work today. She didn't say no, she just looked at me and kept getting ready.
My wife and I both have remote jobs. Her office closed last October, and they went fully remote. And as I consult, pandemic, almost everything's remote now. So, my client is in Quebec, Canada. And I'm about to hit a dip, so I might go quiet for about 30 seconds.
Well, that's good. I think that's going to continue to be the trend. It just hit a bump in the road. they were doing a lot of remote, started out during COVID, and then after that, they kept doing it, and then they decided to pull them all back in. I don't know if that's going to pay off for them or not, but I think my last 16 years, I think, of working was totally remote, except for the last 10 of the last 16 was only in on Wednesdays, and that was going to Charlotte. But I think it's going to continue that trend. It just took a little dip. And we'll be right back.
Work is away. You know, Monday and Friday at home, and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in the office. But since I work kind of nationally, and this is my first international job, I do miss my airplane, and I miss going to weird restaurants in other cities and stuff. So I hope some of that comes back.
Yeah, I had a coworker in Charlotte who, he couldn't talk without a whiteboard, and he didn't like the computer whiteboard. He liked to stand in front of the whiteboard and draw on the whiteboard while he's talking to you, and that's the reason we went in on Wednesdays, is to give him that opportunity to do that, because that's just the way he was used to expressing himself, and that's how he got his point across, and that's what he was comfortable with. So, and it's okay. It's good to see people face-to-face every now and then. It'd be better if us ham radio operators could see each other face-to-face more. I didn't get a whole lot of that. Your signal's been going degrading a little bit. Are you on a handheld?
385 heading north right now. I'll be scrambled for about 3 or 4 months.
Okay. Well, it's really hard to make out, so I'll let you go. I just wanted to say hello. I heard you in there. And have a good day. Maybe I'll pick you up later if it comes up in 6 miles. W4DJW.
W385 between the junction and Sandy Springs Road is a valley. So there's almost no signal in there.
W4DJW, are you no longer in that area? Because it did sound like it came up just a little. Are you running an APER speaking?
APER for, I don't know, about 6 hours this morning. Just so I can do APER Thursday.
Oh, but you're not running APERs now mobile, right?
No, that was on 7 units off my base station. This is just purely location. I said 385 is a valley.
That's right. You're absolutely right. I went under 385 on 85 this morning, and it's like somebody turned the on-off switch off.
Yeah, I'm at Roper Mountain Road at Roper Mountain Science Center right now, so it might be a little better for a couple minutes. I'm heading to Sports Club to pick up my daughter.
Are you going up the mountain or down the mountain or behind the mountain?
Intersection of Roper Mountain and the entrance ramp.
Okay. Well, it's just not very good coverage in that area. We talked about putting a remote receiver up on Roper Mountain, and that way you could pick up everything that's on the backside of it from Caesar's Head where the shadow is, but never did get that far.
Yep.
Hello, Fred.
I'm hearing something about a remote receiver.
We had talked about putting one up at several different locations, and where Ben is now, and it's hard to hear him, is one of them, one of those locations. We haven't done it yet.
Yeah, I was about to say, you, one good spot, in my opinion, would be right by the 3585 Valley, that overpass. You either get white noise with a repeater or nothing at all. And also out here where I'm at right now is actually Piedmont. Piedmont Pels area has a lot of trouble unless you're running really high wattage. Go for it, NH.
Yeah, I was there this morning, and it was, when I went under 385 on 85, it's like somebody just turned the on-off switch off.
On the tower antenna, see the test phases downward instead of straight horizontal, if that'll help.
Say that again, Ben. I stepped on you a little bit. Say it again.
We reposition the antennas on the tower tower so they phase a little bit downward instead of directly horizontal.
That may help a little bit, and that is the plan, and they're wanting to get started sooner rather than later on that, but I don't think it's going to get us around the backside where the shadow is.
Hey, dipole on the repeater?
It's a four-bay folded dipole. They're all, each bay is folded.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here thinking right now.
It's about a 30-foot tall antenna. I think it's about a little under 30 feet maybe, with four bays. And we've got another spot 100 foot down on the tower where we're going to put another one just like it underneath of it. And when you adjust that distance just right, you can fill in some of the shadows. But if you go on the backside of a mountain, it's not going to wrap around the mountain.
Something on Paris for the rear shadow, the way down the shadow, was up for Rip Mountain.
Help out, but hey, real quick, you, I was in the meeting the entire last club meeting. I was there maybe about 30, 40 minutes of it. I was actually in a trade show whenever I attended it. But we said something about replacement coax on that, didn't we?
Yeah, I think that's going to be the first step. And what it's going to entail is the coax that's there now is coming down. The new coax will go up, two of them, one for each antenna. The one on the lower antenna will go up halfway to the upper antenna to keep it in phase and then come back down to the lower antenna. So, yeah, that's the antenna work they're going to do next.
Have you been? I will be clear. I am at my destination. So, y'all work at it and hope to hear some progress soon.
All right, Ben, good talking to you. Have a good rest of your day. KO4ZW, W4DJW. Go ahead, Fred.
Hey there.
I just telling Ben to have a good day the rest of the day. Go ahead, Fred, W4DJW.
Happy Ben. Hope you have a good evening. It's been a pleasure talking to you. This is KO4NH. Yeah, Dave, I didn't attend, like I said, I didn't attend the full meeting. I was at a trade show, but that sounds like a pretty solid plan there. Something I did want to ask about, me and my dad, KF4MRA, we were talking about doing, whenever field day comes around, doing GOTA, get on the air. Are we doing that this year? Do you know?
Most likely. I think we've always had GOTA station, at least that. They try to have at least two or three HF stations and a GOTA station. GOTA stations on VHF.
Contest for points this time, or is it just another club get-together like we did the past couple times?
It probably won't be a competition, taking logs and trying to, you know, beat any other ham radio clubs in the area. That's not what they're about. It'll be more like camaraderie, you know, just getting around, getting together, getting to see each other, talking, playing on the radio, putting up antennas, that kind of stuff.
It was the man on the mountain. All right, Dave, I was just wondering about that because me and Dad were sitting there talking the other night. We're in the process of making a DIY DX commander, and as a matter of fact, I got my buddy pool last part they needed for that recently. We tuned it up, figured out the tuning on it and everything, so we're just kind of wondering what we're going to do, because he wants to do contest points. I'm fine with anything. That's why I was curious.
Well, if you want to volunteer to set up the GOTA station and bring it, then I don't think anybody's going to have any heartburn over that.
I'll let you know, because him and I are thinking about doing contests, and if we do that.
That would be good. Every little bit helps. That is one of the things that the club enjoys having is a go-to station, and somebody's got to do it. So may as well be you. Yeah, talk to him about it. See what you guys come up with.
Yeah, to give us a chance to try out that DX Commander, we actually threw a 30-meter wire up on it the other day, and we were just for kicks and giggles, threw out on FT8, seeing what fit, and man, let me tell you what, we jumped across the pond and it broke the wall that we were hitting.
And what band was that on?
Digital-only band.
That's good. I like 30 meters. That's good. That's a good band. It's a little bit challenging, but it's very rewarding at the same time.
We have this wall that we hit with my dad's Cobweb antenna. I actually have a wall when I have my Titan DX antenna up, and we both couldn't seem to break through it. So Dad was looking into this DX Commander antenna, and we finally threw it up the other day after I 3D printed all the parts, and we finally broke through that wall where we were going far into Asia finally.
Is that a vertical or is that a beam?
GIS.
All right, and you're not going to put it up permanent? You got it to where you can take it to the field day?
Yep, a lot of the parts that we made is 3D printed out of BETG material, and I just put 3D printed off my 3D printer at home, and then Dad and I just put the antenna together with a flagpole that he bought from the Silent Key years ago, and it's pretty easy to tear apart and put back up.
Well, you know, the winter field or the summer field day is like half a year away, or a little less than, maybe 1 month less than half a year away, because it's it's in the June. I think the last full weekend in June is when the summer field day is, and that's a long time away. One of the things we used to do was between the winter and summer field days, we'd have mini field days. Like as soon as spring got here, we'd set up a mini field day where you go out and have a field day, but it's just our club that's going out for the field day. So you get twice as much fun for the year, one in the spring and one in the fall.
A lot of fun. I told Dad about that, let him know to keep tuned in for that. But that sounds like a lot of fun. We just got done building the antenna. I have like two more parts left to 3D print to fully finish it off before we fully make the wires and everything else for it. But I think we can do it, at least with my buddy pole at the very least. We got that one tuned up and everything. Matter of fact, we tuned it up 2 meters the other day, and I was talking to the repeater with my HT. But yeah, that sounds a good plan. I'd love to know. But he's going to a new schedule soon. Matter of fact, I'm about to start flying to Rochester, New York here in the near future, and I think we'll have to make our schedules line up to do the field day.
Well, that's good. If you can find, equipment like that, or build your own print, 3D print your own, or it's good to bring that out and share that with the others. So might want to bring that up at the next club meeting and see what kind of if anybody's interested in having a mini field day, and bring that kind of stuff out there and encourage others to bring stuff out that they're experimenting with, because I know there are others experimenting with like ham mesh networks and stuff like that. It's good to have a mini field day like that where we can all get together and share experiences.
Well, following up, we were talking about the valley earlier of 385 and 85. Let me get back to you in a little bit. This is California today. I'll be clear for right now. I'll be back in a bit.
All right, Fred. Have a good one. Good talking to you. California and HW4DJW. Stationary. Listening.
Kilo Romeo 4, Bravo Lima Uniform. Anybody have a copy? Radio check.
This is W4DJW. I hear you, but I hear some white noise in there. It's not full scale, it's not full quieting, but it's 100% readable.
This is Kilo Romeo 4, Bravo Lima Uniform. Radio check. Anybody have a copy of it?
Come in, the repeater crystal clear. If we were on sideband, I'd give you a 5.9. I got a little bit of static on the signal. Let's go for NH Dave back as well.
I don't know if he's hearing us, Fred. I think he might have his volume turned down. I tried to give him a report too, and he just made another request for a signal report.
Matt, I was hearing nothing but static. I was just getting out of the valley of the dead zone of 385-85 whenever I heard you do that. So I figured I'd jump in there as well. Maybe you heard me. I'm not sure.
I'm giving a little delay there before I key up to see if he's hearing us. I don't think he's hearing us. I've done that before. I think we've all done that. Transmit with your volume all the way down. Don't realize your volume's not turned up.
10-4 QDC, you better have a tone set up before you receive.
Morning, H.
Sound better, Fred, W4DJW.
You mentioned that I did that on HF the other day. I was wondering why I was not able to hear a noise right off band. I was like, why am I not able to hear this? Volume was cranked all the way down. I'm like, oh, oops.
I did that coming out of the drive-thru. I was in the drive-thru and somebody started talking all of a sudden. I turned the volume down real quick because they were asking me a question. So I just turned the volume down so I could hear what the question was and answered, and forgot I had turned the volume down. Threw my call sign out there and didn't even hear the repeater, the courtesy tone. I thought, man, was it broken? What's going on? Volume's turned all the way down.
I did that a lot. My mobile rig here that I'm talking on now. But I'm actually used to flipping to the Bravo VFO now and hit the display button on the radio, so it turns off whatever memory channel I'm listening to. That's actually how I listen to this computer a lot. But no, most of the time I'll flip it to my APRS VFOB whenever I'm just going somewhere and I don't want to listen to the repeater for a bit. Call sign right. You're making it into the repeater. Got a little bit of white noise on your signal.
He could also be on simplex. He might be on our input and not realize that that's a repeater frequency. That's happened as well in the past.
Let me turn on VFOB real quick. I actually got my display open so my APRS doesn't run for a minute. And I'll let me flip over to the reverse frequency so I can listen on both. Give me just a minute. KO4NH.
Roger that, W4DJW.
Question comes in again, I'll hear him on the VFOB I'm running right now.
If he's got line of sight to you, yeah.
All right.
That's how you do it, W4DJW. Did you get what his call sign is? I got KR4 and then something something U, but I didn't get the first two letters in his suffix. I was going to look him up. He's a new ham, so he may not know about repeater shift yet.
Romeo 4, Bravo, Lima, Uniform, I believe. I know it's Bravo, and the Uniform's the last one. I want to say Lima's the middle of the suffix. And Dave, you double with someone else. KO4NH.
That might have been Roger. That's KR4BLU, Bravo, Lima, Uniform. That's Roger in Piedmont. So that might be him. And I am the first one to look up his call sign. He's got one lookup. That's me looking him up right now. So that might have been him.
Trying to call you. I'm sorry. This is WB4JAG. I had a quick question to ask you. I thought your call sign was WB4DHW.
My call sign is Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. And Fred says KO4NNH, Kilo Oscar 4 November Hotel.
Sorry about that. I just have a question. So I'm able to hit this repeater absolutely great, or at least I think good, from Hartwood, Georgia. But I was on the Anderson repeater on 146790. Are there any other repeaters that simulcast for the Anderson Amateur Club group, because I'm getting great reception. Actually booming reception, but can't hit it with the 25-watt base station I have.
Well, if you're receiving it that well, then it's highly likely you should be able to transmit on it. Or do you have a, I'm not sure if they've got a tone or not. Or do you have a tone turned on?
I have a tone turned on. It did have it listed on their website or on the repeater book guide that I was looking up on last night.
Okay, I was just looking it up on one of my rigs to see if there's a tone on the 7.9, the 146.7.9, it doesn't look like it has a tone. And the 9.7 doesn't look like it has a tone either. So, yeah, that's unusual that you can hear it, but you can't get into it. What kind of antenna are you using?
You may want to look into seeing where the which frequency is for which. Because I know one's on a mountain. I don't remember if it's Caesars, Paris, or somewhere in the Blue Ridge Mountains. And the other one is actually in Anderson, Hillport and H.
I think I'll probably be able to hit the Blue Ridge Mountainside from Hartwell, Georgia, because I've hit this repeater at Hilton Head from Hartwell. But I am definitely not getting into the signal.
Are you trying to hit 7.9 or 9.7? 146.7.9 or 146.97?
46790.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that's the one up on the mountain, Sassafras Mountain, whereas the other one, the 9.7, I think is on a building like a hospital somewhere downtown Anderson.
Thank you so much again. This is WB4JHE. With you, Bravo 4, Juliet, Alpha, Gold.
So that's James, is that right? Do I have that right?
Or just call me Jim. I go by either.
All right, Jim. Well, normally if you can hear it, you can get back to it with VHF. It's because it's line of sight. But it could be that you're hearing a signal that bounced off of something and you're just not being able to bounce it off that same set something to get it back. Because the VHF signals do bounce around when they hit metal objects. But anyway, good luck with it. I hope you're, and if push comes to shove, you might try to get a Yagi or something like that. I didn't hear what kind of an antenna that you're using.
This is me just getting back. My shack is running to where I'm actually connected, so I just got ordered a new power supply from it, from a dead one, and also had a dead radio. Right now I'm using just a backup Yaesu FTM3100 at 25 watts. With a mag mount antenna on a bookshelf with the cookie sheet underneath it. So I was actually surprised that I was able to hit this Caesar Head repeater from Hartwell, Georgia. I'm from the upstate originally in Greer, so I guess this is my home repeater for many years. And but yeah, it's crazy. I might, you know, eventually I want to get outside the antenna. And run some type of thing underneath the window and get it up and running, but so I would have a better chance to get out. And golly, what a work satellite so bad by 9700, but just look at the price of a azimuth and regular rotor, and it was the Yaesu, and $700-something. Oh, I might have to build my own pushing little small little Yagis to do satellite with stepper motors.
That definitely sounds like the way to go. How long have you been out? You said you're just now getting your sack set back up again. How long were you out? How long were you in before you got out?
4 years, and moved to Columbia, South Carolina. For 6 years, and now I guess pseudo back into the upstate / Georgia. Nice to be back.
Okay, so it's been about 10 years since your initial intro into ham radio, and then you had 4 years experience, and then 6 years down in Columbia. Well, I wish you the best of luck with it. It's a lot of fun. Hope we can hear you on this repeater more. And, yeah, a cookie sheet on a mag mount in your ham shack. You're doing good to get in from Lake Hartwell to this repeater. You're doing really, really good to get into this 25 watts. So, yeah, that's kind of hard. once you get that antenna outside and you get it up above the roof of the house, then things start working a whole lot better. I just tried to hit 7-9 repeater, and I couldn't hit it either. So I don't know what's going on with the 7-9 repeater. I've got it on, and I'm listening to it in case anybody else uses it. But not the 7-9, the 7-6, 146-7-6 repeater. Maybe that's it. Maybe I should try the 7-9 repeater. Yeah, I just tried it. Nothing from my QTH. So I don't know. Something might be going wrong. With, you know, repeaters are, they're subject to propagation changes, and they're subject to things breaking, too. So it looks like somebody just brought it up. So somebody's listening. Somebody just clicked it. So it is up. I heard it click. But good luck with it, and good to hear you on the radio, Jim. WB4JAG, W4DJW.
I did also switch call signs before. I'm actually using my grandfather's, or got the vanity call sign for my grandfather, WB4JG, was KM4QDC before I moved down to Columbia, and I was thankful the SEC allowed me to get my grandfather's old call sign, and it was, you know, I guess I actually still have his North Carolina plate, ham radio license plate. I remember him teaching me SOS when I was 4 years old, sitting on his lap. So that's a wonderful memory. I guess that's one of the reasons I got into ham radio about 10 years ago.
Well, that is pretty cool that you're able to do that. And you're among friends. There's a lot of people out there that do the same thing. You'll hear them. You'll hear those calls from way back when that are family members that are silent keys now calls. But, Fred, you still there? Go ahead and pick it up. The KO4NNH, W4DJW with WB4JAG.
Hey, gentlemen. Been sitting here listening. It's actually pretty interesting you mentioned about the vanity call sign. My dad, KI4MRA, is actually thinking about getting a silent key call sign that's in our family, which is November 4, Lima, Juliet, Yankee. And, Dave, feel free to look that one up, even though I've got the first look up of it. But, yeah, he's been a silent key for about, I want to say, 2 years now, and my dad's thinking about trying to get that vanity call somehow, but he hasn't found a way to really, he hasn't really looked into getting that silent keys call. But as for the Anniston Mountain repeater, I did try to hit it. I'm over by 290 right now off of 85. I'm actually just now pulling off I-85. I couldn't hit the mountain repeater. That's kind of weird for me not to hit the repeater at all, as a matter of fact. KO4NNH, pick it up.
Go ahead, Jim.
Maybe that's, there might be having an issue with that repeater. So who knows? So this is
Kate. I'll try to hit up the other repeater. I know I've got it in memory. Give me just a minute, and I'll see if I can hit it. KO4NNH.
Is that the 9-7 you're going to shoot for? Because I can listen for it when you do that.
You found it. It looks like it's got a tone of 127.3, right?
Well, that may be why I can't hit it, because I don't have any tone for it.
That 9-7 is 127.3. Let me try it real quick just to see. On my side, I can't hit any of the Anderson repeaters, at least from N4AW. I can't hit any of those repeaters off of 290 over here in Duncan.
I'm going to try to hit the 7-9. I can't hit the 9-7. I don't think I've ever been able to hit the 9-7. I think that must be the one that's on the hospital in Anderson. I'm going to go over to the 7-9 and see if I can pull anybody up to ask them about tones. I'll be back in a minute. W4DJWQSY.
Well, close to my QTH now. It's been a pleasure talking to you, gentlemen. Dave, I may catch you on the net tonight. Kind of depends upon whether or not I'm awake. Been going to bed fairly early here as of late. This has been KO4NNH. Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. I'll be clear.
Okay, Fred, catch you on the net tonight if you're still awake. KO4NNH, W4DJWQSY.